Do you love Jesus Christ? I mean for who Christ is rather than for what Christ can do for you. Here is a poetic dialogue between Christ and me. The Lord said to me, "Do you love me for my power or my person? For what I can do for you or for who I am to you?" The tenderest of questions, the opened heart of the one asking, waiting to hear from the heart of the addressed, requiring the most honest of answers, with my future possibly at stake in my reply. A test I did not seek found me. A question I did not want to be put before me had nevertheless been tossed like a gauntlet at my feet. So I said to the Lord, "I am in awe of your power, but I'm in love with your person. I dare not fall in love with power, along with its corrupting excesses. Show apart from substance does not impress, and your substance is love itself. I ask for your power to protect loved ones, to heal and comfort those in need, but I do not love your power, even when it has shown its holy, humble face. I love the doer rather than the deed, the worker rather than the worked. I do not daily meditate on you for your power, but for the nearness of your person. I want to remain in heart union with you without end. Does this answer your question, beloved?" And the Lord said to me, "I hide evidence of my power here. I want those who pursue me to do so with the desire for me rather than my benefits. Those who search for me with their whole hearts, I let find me. Have I not let you find me?" That is your answer. How we feel toward Christ matters more than what we do for Christ. Remember what the resurrected Jesus asked the Apostle Peter three successive times after Peter had earlier denied knowing him three times. "Do you love me?" And after each time that Peter said yes, Jesus commanded him to tend or feed my sheep. Love comes before mission. God looks to the heart above all, and you can always ask for more love from and for God. All you need is a desire to love God for God.